was a problem convincing both the advisor and the examiner, the external examiner.
Mm-hmm.
The advisor, because it was a completely computational problem. And I'll tell you a joke also about this shortly. And the external examiner, who said to me, but where is the transfer function? If you sample a signal, you don't have one frequency. You have, if you have a sample a sine wave, you have many frequencies, which is true because of the repetitive nature of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So how do you have a transfer function? And I remember spending a whole day thinking about it, because we broke the exam. I want to think about it. I came back and I argued and argued and argued, and finally I convinced him that it was there was a transfer function. That is, you put a sine wave in, uh-huh. and you get a sine wave out of the same frequency, different amplitude and phase.
Uh-huh.
There was a Frenchman, maybe a couple of years later, at a meeting of NATO in Brussels, where I was invited to address the great and good of circuits and systems. And it was a Frenchman called Collin, who sat in the front row with his eyes half closed, eyebrows half masked, looking at the, but I started putting equations on the board. He said, where are the filters? I was a young man at the time. All these great people there, and I was trembling. And there was Belevich sitting next to him. And the Belevich looked at him once. And I said, the filter is in here. But where is... He wanted to see inductors and capacitors, you
uh-huh.
see.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are these inductors and capacitors?
Yeah.
And Belevich said to him, look, what he's talking about is what your grandchildren will be using. So shut up and listen.